Hey there, welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker, where we get to bridge the gap between your business dreams and the strategies that make them reality. Last week, I was diving into the art of sustainably scaling your business, uncovering how to grow your business without tipping the scales of your work and your life, and creating a harmony so that you're able to grow your business while also living the life that you desire. Today, we're going to pivot to a very crucial element that ties directly into sustainably scaling your business. It's the vital role of consistency in your marketing. And to be clear, consistency in marketing is more than just posting regularly to social media or even creating a podcast. It's about cultivating an audience that isn't just passively observing. They are actively engaged. They're ready, willing, and able to buy from you. It's about crafting a strategy that goes beyond just visibility, putting yourself out there. It's about drawing in your audience into your world and creating a steady flow of leads that, most importantly, turn those leads into buyers. This, my friends, is the golden ticket to scaling your business effectively while creating the life you've always dreamt of. It's not just about being seen. It's about being remembered and preferred and becoming an integral part of your audience's lives. So grab your notes and let's dive into strategies and turn your marketing efforts into consistent lead generating machine. Let's create a journey where you get to scale up your business and the life you've always dreamed of at the same time. I want to start by discussing the lifeblood of any growing business or even any scaling business or any business at all. It all comes down to leads. But not just any leads. We're talking about a steady, reliable stream of leads. Because let's face it, without leads, we have no sales. And without sales, we have no revenue, which means we have a very expensive hobby and not a business. Think about it this way. A business without a consistent stream of leads is like a car trying to run on an empty tank. It simply won't get you very far. A lot of businesses start out with this sporadic opportunity in lead generation. It's this roller coaster where leads come in and then they go out. And it can often feel like a hit or miss approach that can lead to really unpredictable revenues and stress and even your business stagnating and staying in place. Most business owners start their business this way. They don't come at it from a strategic point of view where they're looking at how they can consistently bring in leads. And I'm talking about leads that sign up for your calendar every single day. Imagine a scenario where leads come into your business like a steady stream. The consistency doesn't just bring predictive revenue. It brings peace of mind. You know, each day, each week, each month, your business can attract potential clients. And when you set up a system like that, the rhythm can become the heartbeat of your business, really maintaining the vitality and growth of it and helping you to scale that is sustainable and repeatable and allows you to step away and also have the life that you dream of. So the question is how do you develop that consistency in your marketing strategy? It starts with identifying the key channels. Where are you leveraging your time? Are you leveraging social media effectively? Is your content drawing the right audience? Is your message the right message to connect with them? Do you have a problem with your product, service, or solution? Or is it the audience that you've been attracting that's actually the problem? When we look at consistency in content creation to draw in leads, we want to look at things like your daily social media posts, your weekly blogs, your newsletters, your podcasts. These are the ways to nurture your audience and start to tweak their interest. This is the top of that funnel, that piece that starts to bring in your leads. And here's a really crucial piece of advice for you. Consistency doesn't mean monotony. It's about finding that sweet spot where your creativity can meet a regular posting schedule. So take a moment and really assess your top of the funnel strategy. How are you reaching your audience? How frequently are you out there putting your message out there, connecting with them, giving them content? Are there gaps that need to be filled? Remember, the goal is to create a marketing rhythm that resonates with you and your business and also with your ideal clients. So for you, it may be creating content that goes out once a week, but it's consistent every week, time after time. And then you can look at that content and ask yourself, how can I repurpose this so I can create more of it? So beyond visibility, beyond content creation and putting yourself out there, I want to shift into a critical component of your lead generation strategy, which is your lead magnet. You see, a lead magnet isn't just a freebie that you throw out into the digital universe hoping that it sticks. It's a strategic tool and one that should be carefully crafted, not just to attract leads, but also to convert them into sales. It's about striking a delicate balance where, on the one hand, you're providing a tremendous piece of valuable information to your audience, and on the other, you're placing it intelligently within your funnel so that it guides your leads down a path to become buyers. I'm going to tell you right now, I've said it over and over, marketing is a way to bring in buyers. It is not your sales tool, but it is a way to bring them in and warm them up so that they do buy. So if you are creating something that does not lead to a sale, we need to look at that and reassess it. I wanted to highlight today three funnels or lead magnets that I really love as a piece that brings in your audience. And there are very specific reasons for this. All three of these are great ways to connect with your audience, to bring them in and sell them your product, service, or solution. So the first one is a download, like a checklist or a cheat sheet or a ebook. These are quick wins for your audience. They're easy to consume and they offer immediate value and position you as an authority. So when you're looking at it, imagine this lead magnet solving a very specific problem and giving them a taste of who you are and what you do. The thing is with the downloads is that they are a very easy way that don't require a lot of information from your audience. They get a high piece of value for a very low time commitment. So there are a lot of people out there that are willing to give you their information for a download. The next lead magnet that I love for myself and my clients to use are quizzes. These are interactive and engaging, and they provide personalized results that make them irresistible to your audience. And a well-crafted quiz not only educates your audience, it also gives you insights on their problems, on their needs, on their preferences, so that you're better able to craft your emails and your messages and your content to that information. A quiz is a fantastic way. Again, it's low risk for your audience to give you their information. They're able to get a huge benefit from the quiz at the end. And if done right, if set up right, you're able to sell them on the thank you page or within the email sequence that follows, which allows you, again, to not only bring in people that are interested in you, also convert them into buyers. And the third piece is all about webinars or masterclasses or video series or training of some kind. Webinars are not dead. They are never going to die. Neither are masterclasses or challenges. They are still effective ways to bring in your audience because they offer an opportunity for you to showcase your expertise and build a relationship with your audience. The key to really creating an effective webinar is finding the hook. What is the piece that your audience needs more than anything else that's going to make them want to sit there for them? It's, if done well, a webinar or a training can be like inviting them to a personal conversation where they get to know you and your approach to solving their problems. The journey for each of these lead magnets is about building trust. It's about providing value. And it's about introducing you and your services, products, solutions that is low commitment to your audience. It's kind of like a dance. You lead, guiding your leads through discovery and consideration, and finally the decision stage, that whole cycle of dating your ideal client. So my questions for you on your lead magnet is, if you have one, is it a profitable lead magnet? Is it attracting your ideal clients? Is it at the right stage of your funnel? If not, what can you start working on today that will help enhance that lead generation strategy? What minor problem does your audience need solving right now that you can help them with? As we're talking about lead magnets, I wanted to dive into another area that I often see not discussed really in the marketing world by any of the gurus. And I think it's often because they think it will overwhelm the audience. And while it might, it's also an incredibly important piece of information that I want you to be aware of. And that's a multi-step funnel. In today's world, the customer journey has become more nuanced than ever. And understanding and implementing a multi-step funnel is not just beneficial, it's essential. A multi-step funnel helps your audience, who are incredibly savvy and inundated with information, through the process of your customer journey. It takes them from introduction to commitment. In all reality, in today's digital world, the customer journey is no longer really a straight line. It's often a windy path filled with questions and considerations and need for connection because there are so much noise out there. So a multi-step funnel will help you to bring in your audience and continue to warm them up in a way that helps them connect with you and build that know, like, and trust. So when it comes to a multi-step funnel, I need you to really lean into your customer journey because every step of your customer journey should be fully and carefully mapped out. From the moment they encounter you on social media or on your podcast or however they're meeting you, through to your lead magnet, to the point to where they decide to purchase. Each step should be deliberate and well thought out part of your funnel. That means diving really deep into what your audience needs at every step. To effectively design this journey, start by asking some critical questions. What is my ideal client struggling with right now that simple lead magnet can answer? What do they need to know, do, see, or feel before they're ready to work with me? And how does each step of my customer journey assist them in that process? Understanding these elements can help you to create a multi-step funnel that not only attracts your leads, but it also nurtures them through their decision-making process. It's about empathizing with them where they are at each stage, providing them the right information at the right time, and making them feel understood and valued. A multi-step funnel is more than just a series of sales pitches. Yes, my friends, I need you to understand that going from a how are you doing to a let's get married is not the right process. It is a step-by-step process that leads them through getting to know you better. It's a nurturing process. Each step should provide value, should build trust, and should guide your audience closer to deciding that working with you is the best, right, and only choice. It's like building a relationship. And just like you wouldn't ask someone to marry you on the first date, each step of your funnel should be like those initial dates. Getting to know each other, building trust, and moving towards a deeper commitment. As we navigate the insanity that is modern marketing, remember that a multi-step funnel isn't just a strategy. It's a reflection on the journey you're inviting your customers to embark on when they first meet with you. It's about meeting them where they are, guiding them through their uncertainties, and leading them to a place where choosing your services feels like the most natural next step. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to circle back to where we began with my transformation. You see, it wasn't just about pivoting from a digital marketing agency to a more fulfilling consulting business. It was about understanding that sustainable growth, impactful strategies, and a deep connection with my clients are the pillars upon which true business success is built. And as I reflect on the past year, I realize that growth isn't just about numbers and revenue. Those are incredibly important. And it's also about building a business that resonates with your core values, supports your lifestyle, and makes a meaningful impact in the lives of those you serve. It's about crafting a strategy that aligns with who you are and the transformation you want to bring in your clients' lives. So if you're feeling stuck, if your business is really needing a change, or if you're just seeking a fresh perspective to get your strategy up and running, I'm here for you. It's time to step out of the shadows of frustration and step into a world where your business thrives in alignment with your passion and purpose. I invite you to schedule a strategy call with me. Let's sit down together and map out a plan that not only scales your business, it also enriches your life. Together, we'll unlock the potential your business has, setting a stage for the next year or years filled with success, with satisfaction, and with significant growth. Remember, it's never too late to redefine your path and transform your business into something that aligns more with you, that feels more fulfilling, and that is successful. Reach out today, head over to yourmarketingmatchmaker.com, and let's start this exciting journey together. Your business transformation is just a strategy call away. If you're ready to grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact, let's talk. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business,
increase your income, and scale your impact. Connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.